withholding of material information.
Correspondent Samuel Burke. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,746, the Nasdaq at 69,36. Sports, the Capitals get back into action tonight. They're in New York to take on the Rangers. The Wizards meet the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. There is an active shooting investigation going on in the district, and so Bryant Street closed between 18th and 20th by police. This traffic report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief in Woodbridge, Prince William Parkway at Trowbridge Drive. Watch out for an accident. Move to the shoulder. Police are there. Richmond Highway southbound in Alexandria. At Huntington Avenue, there's a crash blocking the right lane. It involves a downed pole and wires downed as well. In Frederick, 355 in both directions at the Monocacy River Bridge. Police are on the scene. It's closed in both directions because of an earlier accident involving a garbage truck that hit the bridge on December 7th. It's expected to be closed now for several weeks. And single tracking on Metro's Red Line between the Medical Center and Grosvenor. Do expect some delays there. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or even a couple of light snow showers possible for us here this morning. Otherwise, cloudy and cold this morning. Decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Dumfries, 27 and only 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. A husband and wife both save lives at different locations on Christmas Eve. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Merry Christmas. Joining us at 7:35 is Jim Swift. He's the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard with political predictions for the new year. At 8:05, Christian Adams with the Election Integrity Commission. And at 8:35, Roger Berliner, council member from Montgomery County. About prepaying your property taxes if you're in Montgomery County and you're worried about that cap on the salt taxes. It's going to tell you how you can do that if you're in Montgomery County. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky.
Hi, Mary, and Happy New Year to you and everybody here and all your listeners.
Well, it may not be a Happy New Year at NBC. NBC, you know, the whole Matt Lauer thing, right? So, Matt Lauer, if you remember correctly, let's take you back. Let's do a little reminiscing, a little walk down memory lane here. Matt Lauer, remember, it started with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, there was almost like a purge at Fox News, and there was, and accusations of fly-in about sexual misconduct, and people were getting fired right, left, and sideways without trials, without any kind of due process. It was just like, you're out there like, okay. And one of the people was Bill O'Reilly. So let's take a little walk down memory lane with Matt Lauer grilling Bill O'Reilly about Bill O'Reilly being booted from Fox over allegations of mistreatment.
Think about those five women and what they did. They came forward and filed complaints against the biggest star at the network they worked at. Think of how intimidating that must have been, how nerve-wracking that must have been. Doesn't that tell you how strongly they felt about the way they were treated by you?
Oh, Matt. And Matt went on because, you know, Bill said no. I'm filing lawsuits against him. Bill defended himself, so Matt came back at him.
So doesn't it seem safe to assume that the people at Fox News were given a piece of information or given some evidence that simply made it impossible for you to stay on at Fox News?
That's a false assumption. There were a lot of other business things in play at that time and still today that 21st Century was involved with. And it was a business decision that they made. But there isn't any
But you don't let your number one guy go unless you have information that you think makes him...
That's not true. There are billions of dollars at stake.
Oh, Matt. So we know what happened to Matt. Karma came around and just unloaded on his front lawn. And Matt now is out at NBC. Well, because of the whole Matt Lauer incident, as it has become to be known, Matt has generated many memos. And one of the memos that has come out is a whole new strict anti-sexual harassment guideline rules that have come out now to employees. And this is all a source told Page Six about all of this. So here, part of this, and this is the part that scares me, is that staffers, according to this source, staffers, anyone who knows that someone is engaged in an inappropriate relationship in the workplace, has to snitch to management about their colleagues who are engaged in it, or allegedly engaged in any kind of inappropriate relationship. And if they fail to do so, they could be fired for covering up for their colleagues.
Yeah, and you know, they're calling it a zero tolerance policy. And it even says, for example, that folks aren't supposed to share cab rides and things like that, which is just, I mean, this is going so far overboard. Everybody should remember, you know, they've put zero tolerance policies in at schools all over the country. And what have the results been? People, kids getting punished and suspended for what is really innocuous and innocent behavior. And this, it seems like it's going to go in that same direction.
Yeah, of course, because we're going to swing the pendulum so far to the other
right.
side, because Americans have lost what moderation is. We are all in this way or all in that. When that doesn't work, we go all the way to the other side. It's just craziness. So we'll tell you more about this. Does your office have any weird rules regarding behavior in the office? Because this is not just dating behavior. You know, some offices say you can't date, or you can't date someone, you know, among different levels.
Right.
You know, you can only date someone who is on the same level as you are. You can't date someone who's above or below you. Some offices don't want any kind of interaction at all as far as any kind of dating relationship. But does NBC go too far here? And does your office, don't tell us where you work, have any kind of weird rules that you look at? And it's just insane. Also, I want to talk to you about sexual harassment training, which I think the name of it's funny, sexual harassment training, because you're not training how to sexually harass someone. It's actually the opposite of that. But I found that companies here's one. I had to take sexual harassment training and active shooter training, and I worked from home. So I thought that was ridiculous because I worked from home, so I wasn't worried about an active shooter, nor was I worried about sexually harassing or being sexually harassed by anyone because I worked from home. But I still had to complete the course.
Right.
Just ridiculous. And it was an online thing. I got to do an online course. I'm like, why do I have to do this again? Because it's company policy. Okay, you know this is ridiculous, right? Yes, but it's company policy.
Yeah, and look, here we know this is happening. Look, these NBC executives are doing this to make up for the fact that apparently they all knew what was going on with Matt Lauer. They knew about it for years, but they refused to do anything about it. And so now they go overboard the other way and put their employees into the position of, as I think one of the quotes said, of being snitches. And what I'm supposed to decide what's an inappropriate relationship among my colleagues? What kind of a position would that put me into?
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And to your point, Hans, if management knows,
right,
someone underneath, someone going to management to tell them about something inappropriate doesn't change anything, because management already knows.
Right. And they're supposed to do something about it.
And they're ignoring it. So if you want to share anything, because like I said, I just thought it was hilarious. And most people that I know who have gone through sexual harassment training, they said this is pretty much just a guide of how to get away with it. Because I know what I can't get away with, so now I know what I can get away with because it's outside the purview, right, of what this is. So, as you said, zero tolerance approach. Romantic relationships, according to this source, romantic relationships at work are not exactly unusual, but now NBC says it is taking a zero tolerance approach. Staffers have been told if they find out about any affairs, romances, inappropriate relationships, or behavior in the office, they have to report it to human resources, their superior, or the company anti-harassment phone line. Staffers are shocked that they are now expected to snitch on their friends. Plus, there's been a series of ridiculous rules issued on other office conduct. One rule relates to hugging. If you wish to hug a colleague, you have to do a quick hug, then an immediate release to step away to avoid bodily contact. There is also strict rules about socializing, including not sharing taxis home, like you said, and not taking vegans to steakhouses. The look on Mike McKay's face is priceless. See, I like to take vegans to steakhouses because I think that they should learn how to eat meat. So I like to take vegans to steakhouses. So just a romantic relationship. So I guess now if you're involved with someone, you have to report to human resources and I guess register that you're involved in a relationship with this person.
Yeah, but like if you're put in a position, look, you see a couple, you know, out at lunch, a man and a woman who work in your office. How are you supposed to know? Are they having a work lunch? Are they having a romantic lunch? And am I going to get in trouble because I don't immediately report them?
Well, and is she a vegan forced to eat in a steakhouse?
Oh, my goodness.
888-630-9625. I will get to your calls coming up. It is now 6:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mary. Bryant Street Northeast between 18th and 20th. Still ongoing police activity with lane blockages because of an active shooting investigation. An accident in Alexandria, Richmond Highway, southbound at Huntington Avenue. We've been dealing with that for a while. The right lane remains blocked. This involves a downed pole and downed wires. The Prince William Parkway at Trowbridge Drive, an accident. Although it's over to the shoulder, watch out because there will be some delays. 21 minutes your travel time, eastbound on 66 between Business Route 234 and the Beltway, and inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It is a 9-minute trip, 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split, 23 minutes your travel time. And coming up northbound on 95 between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 14-minute commute. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, some lingering morning flurries or snow showers. Cloudy early, peaks of sunshine later, high of 34. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 18. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 28 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 32 at 617 on WMAL.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Talking about NBC and their just reaction to Matt Lauer and all of that, just ridiculous reaction, and how they've just gone the total opposite way. We're talking about your office place, and do you have any just ridiculous rules in your office place? You know, they can't share cabs together now. If you know employees that are having a romantic relationship, you must report them to superiors. like communist Russia when you have to rat out, you know, your parents to the teachers. You know, it's kind of crazy. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL is the number in College Park. Joe, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Merry Christmas. Hi.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Hans. How are you doing today?
We're doing fine, thanks.
Good. Listen, I'm a former human resources director, retired now, and I work for a nonprofit, and we had a lot of entry-level positions. We actually had a lot of individuals who were from other countries, and I had to develop a gender discrimination policy and a sexual harassment policy. And I actually had, in one of my trainings, I actually had one of the guys come through and say, well, in my country, women are treated like this and that. And I said, well, you have to understand, you're in the United States of America, and we have laws. If you don't like it, there's a door. You need to leave. And he left. Also, Mary, I just wanted to say I disagreed with you a little bit when you said you worked at home and you didn't really need the sexual harassment training. Well, if it came to pass maybe a year from then after you did it, after you were working at home, that the boss said, well, Mary, now I need you to work in the office, then human resources would have to scramble and say, wait a minute, she never had this training, and now we got to get this training. And so usually they require that training within so many months of your employment after you've been hired, and have to backtrack on employees who are doing this and that other is really a nightmare. So it's like human resources generally has to do with training is one size has to fit all.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I was literally working several states away, and I wasn't moving. And nor did they want, then that was part of me taking the deal, was I wasn't moving. And they knew that, so... And I only held the job for a year anyway, but it was funny. I just thought it was hilarious. So I told my husband, I'm sorry, but that's sexual harassment. I tell my husband all the time, as a coworker in the same office, you're not allowed to hug me, you know?
Well, I think my experience has been, if it's done well, and if it's done right, and if it's, some real thought has been put into it, I actually had a lot of female workers and male workers actually come to me and say, you know, this was really some good training. Really did get something out of this, and I really feel like that it will help us along the way. I mean, we had male and female. We had actually a lot of female supervisors, too. And we did have situations where both male and female would take advantage of their position of power over a subordinate.
Well, good.
In that regard. And... you know, it was no holds barred. We got rid of them right away. We did have a due process.
Right.
But we weren't playing around.
Yeah, no, Joe, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate you sharing your expertise. And I like the fact that there's due process, but I think in a lot of these situations, it's he said, she said, and that's very hard to come up with some kind of due process for.
Yeah, one thing we all need to be very careful about, and that is, look, obviously we don't want sexual harassment occurring in the business setting, but... there seems to be this assumption now that if a claim is made, it must be true. And anybody who thinks that, I'd remind you of the recent defamation suit that folks at the University of Virginia won against a woman who basically made up a rape claim. And the same thing with the Duke lacrosse players.
That's a good point. Very good point. 888-630-9625. More of your calls coming up. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
So what was your Christmas gift like this year? It's Larry O'Connor, and how about looking younger than you ever have in years? It's easy and it's guaranteed. Now that's a Christmas gift. Introducing the brand new Genucel treatment for droopy eyelids. Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado loves this stuff. She says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yep, all the saggy lines on your eyelids disappear. This breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects for 12-hour results. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-1212. $27.20. Order in the next 20 minutes and you'll get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum free. Best of all, Chamonix has extended their Christmas and holiday sale. Call now and upgrade to express shipping free. Order now for six free gifts, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise. And WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala is this Sunday at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it because it's just days away, so you've got to book your party package now before it's too late.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and a whole lot more.
So purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary and Han. We still have that police activity going on in the district. Bryan Street between 18th and 20th. Lane blockages because of an ongoing shooting investigation. This traffic report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. 295 northbound between the Capitol Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 7-minute commute in Maryland. 355 in Frederick in both directions at Monocacy River Bridge. Be careful, police are on the scene. It's closed in both directions because of an earlier accident with some structural damage to the bridge. It's expected to be closed for several weeks, so you should use Buckystown Pike, Fingerboard Road, or... of course, 270 as your alternate routes. And speaking of 270 southbound from 121 to 370, it's a 10-minute trip. An accident in Rockville, West Goody Drive near Picard Drive. Police are on the scene there. Good news regarding that accident, earlier accident in Woodbridge at Trowbridge Drive. It has been cleared. And in Alexandria, Richmond Highway southbound at Huntington Avenue, an accident still blocking the right lane. The Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the airport, a 19-minute trip. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cold for us here today. A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers this morning. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon. Highs only mid-30s, 18 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 627 on WMAL. Let's go right to Tanya in Rockville. NBC has released a whole new list of anti-sexual harassment rules to employees because of the Matt Lauer scandal, and they're ridiculous and insane. Tanya, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
I definitely believe that there is a spirit of communism, like, lingering over the nation. It's waiting to settle in. And I feel like there are certain, you know, powers that be that are trying to push that agenda. But then also, it's like, it sounds like Sharia law, you know, like a country that has Sharia law.
Yeah, It doesn't. I'm sorry to cut you off there. I wanted to get your comment in because I think she's right. It sounds like you can't do this, you can't do this. Next thing you're going to be telling dress codes for work of how women should act and you dress and you can't show your knee and or elbows and on and on. And I think it's going to get out of control. 628 on WMAL.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, Virginia politics and shenanigans, they just don't seem to end. Shenanigans, we all love shenanigans, especially in Virginia. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There's a chance a little snow could make your morning commute difficult. The National Weather Service says the Washington area could see a period of light snow this morning. Less than an inch of accumulation is expected, though, says forecaster Brian LaSorsa.
It's been so cold that if we do get that light snow, it could cause some pretty hazardous conditions, even though it's not that much snow. Whatever falls will stick on paved surfaces and whatnot. So it could cause pretty slippery conditions during the morning.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. An inch or so of snow doesn't sound very bad when you consider what Erie, Pennsylvania has been dealing with this week.
Monday's storm brought 34 inches of snow, an all-time daily snowfall record for Erie, but we're not done. At least another 19 inches fell before dawn yesterday, bringing the total to 53 inches by most accounts. Other sources put the amount at over 5 feet. Safe to say it's the greatest two-day total in Pennsylvania history. The previous record, 44 inches that fell in Morgantown in 1958. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
The Virginia State Board of Elections has postponed a planned drawing set for today that was going to determine the winner of a tied House of Delegates race. The drawing was put off because Democrat Shelley Simons is challenging a decision by a panel of judges to award Republican David Yancey the one vote he needed to create a tie in that race. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,746, the Nasdaq at 69.36. Sports sponsored by Sylvania Silver Star Ultra. The Wizards take on the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. The Caps are back in action, too. They meet the Rangers in New York. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I can see into the future.
No, you can't.
I just installed new Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights, and I can see further.
Further into the future or farther down the road?
Both, actually.
Choose our farthest down road headlights. Sylvania Silver Star Ultra.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
There are 7 continents, 7 seas, but we'd argue more than 7 wonders. For a limited time, enjoy 2 free perks, like complimentary drinks and Wi-Fi, plus savings for everyone in your stateroom when you book now during the Celebrity Cruises Sail Beyond event. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY or your travel agent today. Offer expires January 31st, 2018 and applies to select sailings and stateroom categories. Additional restrictions apply. Ship registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Now's the time to track down the best deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Hurry in and save up to 50% on a huge selection of footwear from national brands like Ariat, Timberland, Danner, and more. Get 50% off select Cabela's logo tees and caps for the family. And take 30% off select Cabela's rods, reels, combos, and tackle storage. Don't miss your chance to save big during Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. In the district, Bryan Street Northeast between 18th and 20th. Lane blockages because of an ongoing police investigation in Rockville. West Goody Drive near Picard Drive, there's a crash. Police are on the scene. In Alexandria, Richmond Highway southbound at Huntington Avenue, still the right lane remains blocked because of an earlier accident. This involved a pole and downed wires. The George Washington Parkway northbound from 395 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway, a 13-minute trip. 10 minutes your travel time, 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, also the same amount of time if you're headed westbound on 66 from the Beltway to the Fairfax County Parkway. 270 southbound from 370 to the Beltway is beginning to build in volume. The inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway, no serious delays yet. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air moving in for us here as we head through the rest of the week. A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers this morning. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon. Cold mid-30s. Partly cloudy all the way down to 18 tonight. Sunny, colder, upper 20s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Centerville, 27 in Damascus, 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. morning. Merry Christmas. Joining us in about an hour at 7:35 is Jim Swift. He's the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard with political predictions for 2018. At 8:05, Christian Adams is with us. He's with the Election Integrity Commission. And at 8:35, Roger Berliner, council member from Montgomery County, will be joining us to tell you how you can prepay your property taxes to avoid that cap on the salt taxes in the coming year. So if you got the cash, might be worth it. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky. Good morning, Hans.
Good morning. I got my coffee, so I'm ready to go.
Well, you were ready to go before. I'm impressed that you're just getting your first cup of coffee now. Let's talk about some news in Virginia. That's your state, Hans. This is where you hang your hat. What is up with the shenanigans and the hijinks, two underused words when it comes to politics, when it comes to Virginia? What is going on there? So we know that there has been a tie in the one race. You got one race left in politics in Virginia, and we've got Democrat candidate Shelley Simons was declared the winner in this last seat that needed to be awarded now because it was a recount. And she was originally behind. There is a recount, and now she comes out the winner. Well, the Republican, David Yancey, they recounted again. And there was one ballot, one person's ballot, right, who was ruled for Yancey, which puts it back at a tie now. So because he lost by one vote, one ballot. So they find a ballot. And like, oh, no, well, this goes to him. So now it's a tie again. So that today they were going to break the tie by dueling. But they weren't going to use guns. They were going to use swords because, you know, guns are violent. And what they were going to do is, and I would love to know the person who comes up with these rules. They were going to take pieces of paper and put them in a film canister. And draw, I don't know whether they were going to draw the paper out of the film canister or each one was going to have a name in a film canister and someone was going to pick the film canister out of a bigger bowl.
Yeah, but basically they were going to do a lottery and pull a name to see who won.
It was literally Virginia's form of bingo.
Yeah.
With just two names and one spot on the card. That's what they were going to do. All of that is now on hold.
Yeah, because Shelley Simons has filed a new lawsuit claiming that the one final vote that tied the race should not have been awarded to David Yancey, that they've ruled incorrectly. So now we're going to have to see what a court says about this. You know, that's not so unusual, though. Every state has a rule on what you do with a tied vote. And, for example, in Nevada, it probably doesn't surprise people. There, they draw cards. High card wins.
It's crazy. Could you imagine how demoralizing that must be after you spend millions of dollars on a campaign to lose because, you know, you lost in a game of rocks, paper, scissors? That's how ridiculous it truly is. Well, here's Shelley Simons talking about why they're taking legal action.
Well, on Wednesday, we had won. Everyone involved in the recount process agreed. And then on Wednesday, the judges decided to allow my opponent to pull one vote and look at one vote, and that is not part of the recount process. Uh-huh. My team followed the rules of the recount process, and the other side really didn't. So we are looking at our legal options for undoing that ruling. We think that Tuesday's result, which was decided by the electoral board and the volunteers from the registrar's office, that result should stand.
All right. Now, here's the ballot in question. So if you're listening to this, I hope you're happy because you're the problem. It was this vote, had this paper ballot, had bubble filled in for Ed Gillespie, for Simons, and Yancey, which you can only pick one. You can't pick both. The bubbles for Gillespie and Simons were crossed out, and the one for Yancey was not. So if you're that person, if you're listening to this morning going, oh, I did that, you're the problem. I hope you're happy. Look at what you've done. Let me ask you, because I don't vote with paper ballots. Where I vote, right, it's electronic.
Right.
Can you just say, I made a mistake, can I have another ballot? Can you do that or not?
Yes, you can. But if a voter doesn't do that, it's up to the local electoral board to try to determine the intent of the voter. And you'd be amazed at how often people don't follow directions when they're filling out their paper ballots. What I find particularly ironic about this is, remember, it's Democrats who constantly make the false claim that Republicans want to suppress votes. Well, in this case, this particular Democratic candidate wants to suppress the vote of this one voter and doesn't want it to count.
Well, and here's the thing. Her campaign is arguing that there's a 21-day window to request that the court reconsider its decision, and that's what they're taking advantage of right now. They're using this 21-day window.
Right.
That's what they have filed a lawsuit. But here's the thing. If the rules clearly state that once the recount's done and certified and we've accepted it and there's now a tie, if the rules state that that's the way it goes, I agree with her that Yancey can't come back and say, oh, but we found one more. Those are the rules.
Yeah, but in recounts, you see all the time, or in election contests, you see courts going back and trying to determine what was the intent of the voter in particular vote. You know, that happened for months after. Remember the 2008 election in Minnesota when Al Franken was finally declared the winner over
yes.
Norm Coleman?
Yeah.
That took 8 months in the courts there for them to figure out the paper ballots that had not been filled out completely correctly.
So we'll keep you updated. So there will not be a drawing of lots today.
Right.
It's being kicked down now to next week. So we'll keep you updated on that. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you. But mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. We're dealing with ramp closures on the southeast-southwest freeway in both directions to and from the 3rd Street Tunnel. Why, you ask? Because of a vehicle fire. Police and the fire department on the scene, of course. In addition, the on-ramp from South Capitol Street is blocked as well. Bryant Street northeast between 18th and 20th, we have ongoing police activity blocking lanes. And in Rockville, West Goody Drive near Picard Drive, an accident there. In Alexandria, Richmond Highway southbound at Huntington Avenue, a crash blocks the right lane. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It's now a 17-minute trip. It's about 4 minutes more than it would normally take you. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, a 15-minute commute. And keep in mind, Metro's red line between Medical Center and Grover, we have delays. And it's going to be that way for a while because they're single tracking, and they're single tracking because of some leak mitigation program. And right now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air moving in for us here as we head through the rest of the week. A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers this morning. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon. Cold mid-30s. Partly cloudy all the way down to 18 tonight. Sunny, colder, upper 20s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 32 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Hey, Vince Colonnades here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
And we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck.
I'm so excited. Royal wedding coming up. I am very excited about the entire thing. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle getting married in May. And there's a brouhaha over the guest list, which I would think you can probably invite anyone you want, but apparently not. Because Prince Harry is, you know, best buds with Barack Obama. You know, they're bros. And he just interviewed him for BBC, I want to say, one of the BBC4's Today program. He guest edits on Wednesday, so Prince Harry interviewed him for that. And that made the rounds when they did the interview, I want to say it was a couple weeks ago. And, you know, they were hanging out and laughing at each other. And, you know, they're like, ha-ha. They met during the Invictus Games, which Prince Harry is very involved in the Invictus Games. So he and Meghan want to invite Barack Obama and Michelle Obama to their wedding. They may not be allowed to. Now, here's the thing. It gets very tricky, I guess. One of the benefits of being a royal is, okay, your lifestyle. Look at my life. I have jewels and castles and wow, good to be me. He's never going to be king. So Prince Harry has it sweet because he has all the trappings but none of the responsibilities. He's never going to be king. Because as long as his brother keeps popping out kids, he just keeps moving further and further down the line of succession. So unless there is some hard event, he's never going to be king. So it's not a state wedding, whereas Prince William's was a state wedding. His is not a state wedding. This is just a royal wedding. But the guest list is drawn up by Buckingham Palace. So it's not drawn up by the Department of Culture, Media, and Sport. So they want Obama, but the politicians want President Trump to be invited.
Well, you know, the one thing about that, Mary, is that I bet you if he invited Donald Trump, he'd get a much better wedding present. Harry might be afraid he'd get another iPod from Obama with his speeches already pre-programmed, like what Obama gave to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, because they're worried that because relations between Britain and Trump's White House have sunk, and they're afraid that if he is not invited, they're going to get worse. So I can't imagine not being able to invite who you want to your own wedding. That's got to stink. But I guess that's part of one of the negatives of being a royal. 650 on WMAL.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-919-5669. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-919-5669. That's 1-800-919-5669. 1-800-919-5669.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Down to three trading days this year, stock futures are pointing to a higher open today. Asia was mixed. European markets are mixed. Tesla is getting ready to throw down with pickup truck makers like Ford. Elon Musk tweeted that he is dying to build a pickup. Musk says he's had the core elements in his mind for almost 5 years. He's promising a pickup truck after the release of the Model Y. The crossover is expected to be released in about 2 years. Musk also teased that the truck would be slightly bigger than Ford's F-150, saying to account for a really game-changing, I think, feature, I'd like to add. Boeing has announced an order for 4 787 Dreamliner jets from Morocco's national airline. The deal is worth $1.1 billion at list prices. Royal Dutch Shell expects a favorable impact from the U.S. tax reform law. The company sees a change to its fourth quarter earnings of $2 billion to $2.5 billion, driven by a remeasurement of its deferred tax position to reflect the lower corporate income tax rate. The new law reduces the corporate tax rate to 21% from 35%. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the Concierge Medical model has allowed me to take back control of my health care. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we're dealing with a problem on the southeast-southwest freeway. It's down to one lane westbound. The ramp to 395 and 3rd Street Tunnel is the block. And in addition, the on-ramp from South Capitol Street is also blocked. And continuing on Bryan Street, D.C. Northeast, between 18th Street and 20th, we have ongoing police activity blocking lanes. In Alexandria, Richmond Highway southbound at Huntington Avenue, a crash continues to take out the right lane. Police and the fire department are on the scene. And in Frederick, keep in mind, 355, State Route 355 in both directions at Monocacy River Bridge, closed because of some repairs that have to be made to that structure. So the bridge is expected to be closed for several weeks. So your alternate would be Buckystown Pike, Route 85, Fingerboard Road, and 270 as an alternate route, or as alternate routes, I should say. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few flurries or a couple of light snow showers possible this morning, otherwise cloudy and cold. Clouds begin to decrease this afternoon, mid-30s. Partly cloudy, 18 tonight. Sunny, colder, upper 20s Thursday. Partly cloudy, upper 30s Friday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 32 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. Remember those, there were two soldiers who defected from North Korea, ran across the border to South Korea, and one of them, the first one we know was shot a couple times. The second one, the South Koreans fired warning shots at the North Koreans, and he apparently made it across without any kind of injury. We found with the first one who came across, remember he had all these like bugs and he had some kind of something in his intestines.
He was in terrible medical shape.
Well, here's what they found out. They're not saying which one of the defectors it was, but we're now finding out from South Korean authorities that one of those defectors has the antibody in his bloodstream, and it's an antibody to anthrax. So they are, they're surmising here that he had been vaccinated against anthrax, which now is a sign that clearly North Korea possesses anthrax, which ups the game significantly because you can put that in, on the end of a bomb, shoot it off, and just send it, to wherever you want to send it.
Yeah, that shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, we all know that the leader of North Korea basically would do absolutely anything to stay in power, and I have no doubt that if he thought that it would get him what he wanted, that he would use biological warfare or anything else. I mean, that's why he's developing nuclear weapons, too.
Well, here's another thing. So North Korea, they're surmising, has some kind of vaccine against anthrax because it will kill 80% of those who are exposed to it, and they'll kill it within 24 hours.
Right.
So unless this guy was exposed to anthrax and is part of that 20% that doesn't die, I don't know if it's 100% fatal, but it says 80% will die within 24 hours. So I don't know if that means the other 20% linger, in which case I want to be in the 80% camp because I don't want to be in the 20% lingering camp. That means that they have a vaccine. South Korea does not have a vaccine. And I would think that if the U.S. has a vaccine, why wouldn't we share it with South Korea?
See, I don't know if we have one or not, but I'm sure that right now there's probably contingency planning going on at the Pentagon over this because of this discovery.
Yeah, and the South Korean Defense Ministry says that a vaccine is expected to be developed by the end of 2019. Might want to hurry up on that one. All right, coming up on WMAL, I want to talk about your neighbors. Do you know your neighbors? Do you talk to your neighbors? And if you have a problem with your neighbors, like a noise violation, or your neighbor's doing something that you don't like, do you go talk to the neighbor? Or do you pick up the phone and call the police? There's a group of neighbors in Virginia that did one and wish they had done the other. They're second-guessing themselves. We'll tell you what happened. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory till 11 this morning for Montgomery, Frederick, and Howard counties in Maryland, Loudoun County, Virginia, because of the chance of a little bit of snow that could make driving in this morning a little hazardous. Forecaster Brian LaSorsa.
If that threat does materialize, then that could lead to slippery and icy roads. That could cause dangerous travel conditions during the morning commute.
Our full forecast is just ahead. We were supposed to get a winner today in a tied-up Virginia House of Delegates delegates race. But now, legal action and a last-minute change will keep that race undecided for a while longer.
A random draw for Virginia's 94th House of Delegates district was postponed. Democrat Shelley Simons filed legal action yesterday.
I stand by the result of the recount on Tuesday.
Simons had a one-vote victory after a recount, but then a judge panel allowed a discounted vote, which tied the race with Republican David Yancey. Political scientist Quentin Kidd is with Christopher Newport University.
I think the Simons campaign has some legitimate arguments to make. It's a question of whether, you know, too late to make them.
Kidd says he has students who are working on each of the campaigns, many just waiting to see what happens next. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore says he's giving thought to running for U.S. Senate next year.
I would not run unless my intentions were to actually win the election. I'm not interested in just securing the nomination unless the election can be won.
Gilmore says he still has some thinking and polling to do before deciding whether to try and challenge incumbent Democrat Tim Kaine. It is now possible for Montgomery County homeowners to pay next year's property taxes this year to take advantage of their deductibility on your federal tax return. But the effects of that move by the county might be felt for quite a while.
Montgomery County is now in the middle of a frantic outreach campaign as people need to have their property tax payment postmarked by the time the ball drops on Sunday night to take advantage of those deductions.
A lot of the people that I represent are not going to be helped by this measure.
Councilmember Craig Rice was the lone vote against it, even going so far as to apologize to county staff for taking up their time during the holidays. Other council members agree this will mean less coming in via income taxes next year, but Council President Hans Riemer says the pros outweigh the cons.
It will reduce a sliver of income tax to the county, but it's going to provide a wallop of a tax benefit for the residents.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fresh off his victory on tax reform, President Trump is now looking to his next challenge, infrastructure.
The White House tells us that they are looking at a January unveil for a major infrastructure proposal that's going to be featured in the president's State of the Union address before both chambers of Congress toward the end of the month. That infrastructure plan is looking to be about $200 billion worth of spending.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. D.C. police have launched a sexual assault investigation into a former Trump aide who's being accused by a pro-Trump singer and would-be congressional candidate.
Joy Vila's story first appeared in Politico and has since been corroborated by other news outlets. In recent weeks, the Trump supporter has been mulling over a run for Congress, and she's been advised by Roger Stone, a close confidant of Donald Trump. So it wasn't unusual when she was invited to a private party thrown by the Trump campaign at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. in late November. But an apparent incident that happened at the party has now resulted in a sexual assault investigation being launched against Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. And Vila says she will press charges.